Hi, this is Leading With Your Feminine Self with me, Mel Urquhart, the podcast where I discuss all things that have led me to who I am as a woman to date. With a background in fitness and holistic well-being, I explore how life situations have shaped me along the way. Join me each and every week when I discuss topics and issues that I and other women have encountered along the journey. Each week, we'll be discussing topics that have had an impact in the lives of women and how it has helped shape their feminine identity. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Leading With Your Feminine Self with me, Mel Urquhart. How have you been? What's your week been like? I've been very good, actually. I've had a very good week. My week has been one of appreciation, gratitude, and looking at what's the next step for me. As you probably know, I love spring. It's that time for me. So right about now, I'm reflecting, reviewing my goals, the things I wanted to achieve, and how I'm going to do it. The reason that I like spring, other than it being warmer, brighter, it's a reminder of seeing where I'm going, reaffirming what I want, and like I said, how am I going to achieve it? I also see it as an opportunity to declutter, take away the weeds in my life in any area that I need to, so I am free as I can be to be more focused in what I want to achieve for the coming months. That trail of thought led me to this week's topic. Before I go into it, let me say thank you to each and everybody that's listened, downloaded, streamed, shared, commented, liked, engaged in this podcast. I couldn't do this without you. I wouldn't be able to keep going and be inspired to have the topics, the conversations that I've had if it wasn't for that. It's important to me to extend my gratitude and appreciation for everybody that supported me along the way. And this is a journey that we will continue to grow on together. The topic I'll be discussing this week is the inward journey, embracing mindfulness for inner peace. Inner peace is your most priceless commodity, I believe. No matter how much things you have, people that applaud you and commend you for everything that you've done, your inner peace, I truly believe, is where you're your richest. Without that, I don't feel people can genuinely enjoy the experience of life. Peace is where you sit still. Peace is your comfort zone. I see peace as like a blanket of ease and comfort, something that you can rest into when you're by yourself. You can be happy, content, and bliss within your peace of self, who you are, what relationships you've nurtured, what things you've cultivated in your life, living your full purpose and potential. For me, that is full and true inner peace. Mindfulness is a pretty straightforward word. It's supposed to be a way that you can clear your mind or focus on one thing. A basic human ability to fully be present, aware of where we are and what we're doing, and not being overly active or overwhelmed by what's going on around us. That is a pretty straightforward kind of definition of it, isn't it? However, to be present in that moment and not get ahead of where we are or what's happened is definitely a discipline. Being present in the now is a challenge. With all the distractions and things around us, on our time, on our energy, the mobile phone alone is a distraction for us as adults. Can you imagine the younger generation, how much they have to contend with? There's always something trying to get your attention, trying to distract you for what's meant to be happening, even when you're supposed to be enjoying that moment. It's something that people are finding more difficult to do nowadays than ever before. There was a time where sitting down, having a conversation was a way of being present. Walking, standing, meditating, lying down without anything in your environment other than being with yourself. That's a mindful practice. Pausing, having a moment in your day, just stopping, having a 30 second to a minute break of not doing anything, not giving, not taking, just being present. Meditation practice such as yoga or sports, where being active but present. These are simple, effective exercises that we've been doing over the years. These things are becoming less and less obvious, and people are doing them less now than before. Now, you might not want to do meditation. You might not want to keep still. You may feel, I've got so many things to do, but I can't stop for a minute. Hold on a second. Let me tell you some of the benefits of doing some of these practices. It reduces stress, enhances performance. You gain insight and awareness through observing your own mind, the way you spend your time, your energy. It increases your attention to others' well-being. It's busy, it's hectic. I understand we have demands on us. It happens. But it is very important that we take time. So let me share with you a few facts that I came across about mindfulness. Mindfulness is not obscure or exotic. We've been doing this for so many years, you just maybe forgotten it a little bit. It's something that humans need to do and have been doing for centuries. It's not something special to be added to what we do. We already have the capability of doing it. It's about being able to cultivate it more than you have been doing. You don't need to change. It's not something about solutions or having to overthink something. It's recognizing and cultivating the best of who we are at any given time. And anyone can do it. Being more mindful isn't dependent on your knowledge or experience of life or any form of qualification or unique quality. It is something that you can just do innately. It's a way of living. It's a way of choosing to be less of and more of something else. It's evidence-based. It helps you in so many areas of your life. Your health, your happiness, your work, your relationships. It's really a no-brainer. We've all had experiences when we've been out to dinner and most people at that table are on their phone. We see it around us. We've probably been at the tables ourselves. We maybe even have been guilty of that person who's turned their phone over as soon as it's rang or pinged or given a notification and disengaged, disconnected from that moment. And I remember being out and thinking, what is happening? We were all at dinner, a couple of my friends and I were sitting down and one of my friend's phone rang. Oh, sorry, it pinged. That was it. For a good 5 minutes, they were fixated in their phone. And when I said to them, hey, what are you doing? They're, oh, sorry, I didn't even realise. They weren't even aware of how disconnected they were because it was a habit of being distracted. That was so comfortable. The fact that they're with people in their face, in their flesh, real life, real time, and the phone was able to distract them from that moment of now. I remember thinking, oh my gosh, I have to be present because now is all I have. The people that I'm around have taken their time, made it a priority to spend it with me, to be in my company and for me to be in theirs. I just realized how rude it was. I had that feeling that said, they're only good enough until your phone rings, or you're only good enough until their phone rings, which was quite offensive. So my company is only up until something more important comes along. And from that, I was like, no, let's show some respect. Let's be mindful. Let's show some respect. Let's be courteous. We cannot get time back. Everybody that you're choosing to spend time with, that's your currency. You are exchanging. You are giving of yourself. You'll never get that time back. So if you're going to spend it with people, you want to make sure that you're going to be present and also they're going to be present too. It goes both ways. And if it can't happen, they need to know who you're going to be around and why you're around them, because my time is precious and so is yours. That's just one example of how being mindful affects the relationships around you and also how it impacts you as an individual. I want you to think about how you can implement practices in your own life going forward. You can do practices at home, taking time out to be by yourself, reflecting on your day. How present have you been throughout the day? Where could you improve on these things? It's really important that you take stock of your contribution to your environment and your relationships as well. That's been my take on mindfulness this week. Now, we've talked about how I've had experiences and things that I've used to implement mindfulness in my life and also the benefits of it that have been proven. So before I go, I obviously want to give you some questions to think about. Firstly, would you say that you are mindful in your day-to-day practice of life? And do you have time for yourself to be mindful of how you've conducted yourself that day? Secondly, have you been guilty of not being present in environments, situations, and how can you improve it going forward? And finally, can you recall a time where you have been mindful, been reflected, and the benefits that it's shown up for you? Thank you for your listening ears this week. I hope you've enjoyed this discussion of mindfulness, some of the benefits of it, the practices that you can implement, and how we can all contribute to being more present in our moment, enjoying the now, and being respectful for one another's time. As always, I'm open for discussions about anything I've discussed and any future episodes you'd like to see me talk about. You can reach me on all social media platforms at Gardener Self. You can look at our website, www.gardenerself.co.uk, for the self-care products that we do that could be incorporated into your self-care regime. It has been a pleasure having you this week, and I'll see you next time. Until then, take care. Bye-bye. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Leading With Your Feminine Self. I've been your host, Mel Urquhart. Please stay tuned and subscribe to wherever you get your podcast from. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, TikTok and Facebook, all under Gardener Self. If you have any questions, please leave them in the comments and I'll look to add them into future episodes. Be sure to follow and leave a review on Apple or Spotify. This podcast was a production of Garden of Self and was produced by The Podcast Boutique.